I'll flip some papier like to do surgery care. Today's date is 04/29/2024/25. Dictation is 4. Miss Maria Casas. Casas spells C-A-S-A-S. Maria spells M-A-R-I-A. Date of birth is 11/24/1966. A 58-year-old female. Here for a follow-up period. A patient was involved in a motor vehicle accident on 03/14/2025, for which she suffered multiple contusions, post-traumatic headache. Weakness and pain in her upper and lower extremities, arm contusion, bicep muscle, deformity and weakness, flank pain, bilateral lower extremity weakness, period. She says she's undergoing physical therapy at the moment and is having some difficulties with physical therapy because she said it's painful to do a basic motion during the therapy sessions, period. She continues to have, she's described, a 7/10 pain in her upper extremities, lower extremities. Shoulder. Also stated that she will have occasional headache, which she described as not the worst of her life. There are usually a gradual onset, but when it's present, it's approximately 6/10 and has to rest or take Tylenol for improvement period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert-oriented. Mild distress. Patient walks very slowly. And she holds her back as she walks. Next paragraph, H-E-N-T, normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion. With moderate discomfort in all fields of range of motion. Our bony structures are not tender. There is no step off in the bony structures. There is some tenderness to the lateral, left lateral trapezius muscle. The muscle is rigid. There's some tenderness about the patient on the right trapezius muscle. It is also rigid. Next paragraph, respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. She complains of pain with deep breaths. However, she has no adventitious songs, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph, upper extremities, shoulder. She has reduced range of motion, particularly in abduction and internal rotation. Her strength is approximately 3/5 bilaterally. Next paragraph. Next line, there's no deformity in her shoulders, no scapular winging. She has diffuse tenderness to palpation in the region of her AC joint and clavicle and scapula. Next paragraph. For bilateral forearm, there is diffuse tenderness to palpation. Strength is reduced to 3/5. There's no laceration abrasions. Ecchymosis. There's no edema. But she has some discomfort. Open parenthesis, moderate, close parenthesis, with range of motion, period. The bruising that was on her forearm is no longer present. Lower extremity, she has full range of motion with moderate discomfort on flexion of her knee, extension of her knee, flexion of her hip, and extension of her hip. Circular motion of her hip is significantly restricted secondary to pain. Cap refill is less than 2 seconds. Dorsalis pedis pulse is present bilaterally. Next paragraph, abdomen. Seat belt sign is less pronounced. There's tenderness of palpation diffusely in her abdomen. It's worse in the suprapubic region, period. Open parenthesis, patient is scheduled to have an MRI to take a better look at her abdomen. That's to see what is causing her suprapubic pain. There is CVA tenderness to palpation. The muscles in the CVA region is diffusely tender and stiff. Open parenthesis, again, she's scheduled to have an MRI of her abdomen. It will illustrate any significant abnormality in this area. There is no bony tenderness, however. There's no step off, no crepitus with range of motion, but significant discomfort, period. Next paragraph, the neuro. She's alert, she's oriented. Cranial nerves to the tendon is normal. She has normal motor and sensory function, but with restrictions secondary to pain. Her mood and affect is abnormal. Patient appears depressed. And again, she continues to cry as she gives the history. She indicated that she has to turn the rental car in tomorrow. She does not have another car to drive, and she does not have family members who can loan her a car or take her around. She says she is concerned about those issues, and she was advised to call the insurance company, period. Next paragraph, assessment of plan. Assessment number one is post-traumatic headache. Number two, upper extremity weakness bilaterally. Number three, right shoulder pain, right shoulder weakness bilaterally. Number four, left arm contusion with bicep muscle deformity and hypertrophy with flexion of her elbow. No fractures, period. Next, assessment number five, flank pain. Assessment number six, bilateral lower extremity weakness and pain. Next paragraph. Patient was reassured. She was advised to continue physical therapy and to do some stretching at home and to help with the therapy intervention. She said that she's discouraged from stretching at home because of the amount of pain that she's in, period. She was strongly encouraged to continue her physical therapy appointment and to appear on time and to participate in the full session, as it will be painful in the onset but will improve, period. Next paragraph, assessment of plan. Assessment number one is post-traumatic headache. Number two is upper extremity weakness bilateral. Number three is right shoulder pain and weakness. Number four is left arm contusion. Number five is bicep muscle deformity. Number six is flank pain. Number seven is bilateral lower extremity weakness. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. Says she has none. She was strongly encouraged to continue physical therapy. A form, fitness for duty form, was completed. She was advised to continue her medication she has at home for pain, to come back if worse. End of dictation.